today is going to be fantastic. We have live music in our studio. And again, my name's Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer, the music director here on 88.5 FM with the artist who goes by the name Soak. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You've more or less grown as an artist in our eyes. Would you say that's the case as well? And are you most proud of this work compared to some previous stuff?
Yeah, I think there's a great deal of time between my last record and this record. I think it was three, maybe 4 years. And I released the last record when I was 19, and I'm 23 now. And I think it was a conscious decision to not be in music for a little while. And I'd spent so much of my teenage years on tour, which was great, but I just need a bit of time. So I spent ages to write this record because I wanted it to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And I always thought my first record had success, but I never felt it deserved it. So this record, I wanted to make sure I felt fulfilled before I let anybody else have it. You know what I mean?
No, your previous record, it was award-winning.
Yeah.
You know, something to hang your hat on. And I hope you're really proud of that stuff as well. Yeah. And so you got off tour, you stopped promoting the previous record.
Yeah.
Did you consciously just, you know, go into Grimtown? Or tell us about the process as far as naming the record and coming up with the concept. It's more or less a concept album, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, kind of, yeah. I finished tour and I went back to my hometown, which is Derry, which is a rural kind of town, top of Ireland.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to make a record, and that was my plan, was to start writing an album. And I think once I got there and I came back to the kind of slowness of my life there and cows and fields and stuff like that, I was quite, I guess, I just felt a bit empty by it all. And I'd been in such motion for so many years, I just ended up really depressed by where I was and how I felt. And I think because I toured for so much of my younger years, I had a weird, I don't know, I guess I'd lived a weird life, and coming back to normality didn't feel good. It didn't feel exciting. I was just really low. And I guess I was catching up on a lot of things I'd avoided whenever I was away from home. And so I just got really depressed, to be honest. And Grimtown kind of came out of that. And I was trying to take everything in my brain and my mental state and kind of extract it from my brain and look at it on a plate. And the process of writing songs was trying to take each issue or each story or each event and deconstruct it in a way that I could understand myself more. And the whole album was just building my brain, but as a sonic kind of place and a dystopic kind of world. And once I had that idea and I knew I was writing about myself and about my situation, it was more kind of just how do I bring people into that and how do I, you know, I was just trying to express myself as accurately as I could and make it, bring as many people in as close to how I was feeling as I could. And so Grimtown was like a word that me and my friends used to just a loose slang, be like, oh, it's Grimtown. Like, it's also this thing in Ireland where you'll say something and then someone's second name. So you'll be like, oh, that's Shocking McLaughlin,
right,
which is a second name. And it kind of just arrived from that. And once it was a place, it was just kind of a process of getting away in and out. And so the album starts with a train master giving this speech about all these restrictions and things you have to be to get on this train, which are, you know, it's comically depressing because I thought if I'm naming this album Grimtown, I have to, there has to be some, like, I don't know, comedic value, because I think that's how I deal with my mental health.
seat. You can again knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. You can take a seat. You can again knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. No, I won't be beat. You can again knock me off my feet, but I won't stop now. You can take a seat.
You weren't only involved with, you know, writing and recording this new record, but you had a lot to do with the artwork as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've always drawn and stuff like that, and I guess just everything creative I've tried my hand at. And I always wanted to be in control of all of the styling of everything I did. And I think when I was younger, I was afraid of that because you have so many adults telling you what to do. I was scared to trust myself. And on this album, I really did trust myself. And I drew the logo, I've drawn the interactive map, and the actual album cover, I drew a lot of that myself as well.
Yeah.
And that's been really fun to do because it feels,
fulfilling, creatively.
Fulfilling, creative. And also, like, I'm really trying to get people into my brain with the whole idea of the album. And, you know, I'm trying to explore mental health a lot in it and trying to help people feel understood whilst making myself understand myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been cool to draw. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The artwork, again, is fantastic. Soak is in studio here on 88.5 FM. You touched on, you know, from touring with the last record, with that long hiatus before this new record kind of came out. Did you have a day job or anything?
Because
that's a long time to kind of just not be doing anything.
Yeah. I was really lucky that I've just, like, I don't know. My first album kind of just happened. And those years of my life kind of was... Everything was a surprise. I never was my intention to become a musician. I kind of was really lucky, to be honest, the whole time. And then once the album cycle finished and I was back in Derry, I had built money that I hadn't spent because I was living at home still and
right.
I was on tour.
Right.
So I could afford to live off that for quite a long time, and I was really lucky. And more so, I was just so lucky that I got the time. And I was able to kind of explore the world and have life experiences and stuff like that before coming back to music. Because I think
you probably have seen so many more cities than a lot of us would ever be able to visit in our lifetime. You know?
I want to see more.
Time, but a grave out of last chances.
You're playing a show tomorrow in Los Angeles at The Echo.
Yeah.
It seems like you and your crew and the musicians that you've been traveling with, everybody's in high spirits despite the fact that you just got into town from Ireland.
Yeah. I don't know. We really love touring in America. It's just everything is so exciting to us. I'm sure, like, I don't know, Whole Foods to me is like, wow, heaven.
That's funny.
And then I guess you guys are like, Whole Foods. Yeah. But no, we're just really excited to be here. And we like had a really good sleep. We woke up and had a swim, and we just feel good. It's nice weather. Weather changes everything. We're so used to like rain and clouds in Ireland and England. So
yeah,
this is great.
You said that you're trying to find some stuff to do while you're in town. Are you a big sports fan?
I like the act of doing sport, and like will get competitive over anything, but I don't follow anything online, but James and Tommy in the band are like huge NFL, and they love they actually follow American sports back at home very closely. So,
yeah. But you are going to try to hit up the batting cages later on today, from what I understand. That's cool.
It's so fun. I've done that every time we've toured America, we've managed to slide that in somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know.
How fun.
Yeah. It's such a novelty to us to hit things with a bat. Yeah. I love it.
Makes you feel good, you know. You get the aggressions out in a way, you know. So
in a wholesome way.
Yeah, exactly. Hit a home run for us a little bit later, will you?
I will, absolutely.
Right. So how do you consume music at home? Are you listening to vinyl? Are you streaming? Are you buying CDs? Are you not even listening to music these days? Kind of just working on your own art.
I'm trying to listen all the time. Yeah. Stay up to date. There's so much music all the time now that it's kind of hard, I think, to find all the gems, but I'm continuously taking recommendation, and typically Spotify is my, not to in any way give that the push because it does not require it, but I stream a lot and I vinyl collect, but I haven't listened to vinyls, and I'm trying to set up my like dream vinyl system player thing.
Yes.
And I haven't had a chance yet. I'm in the middle of moving, so that's my plan for next year. I'm gonna have a suite chill area.
Are you moving to a place back home, or do you ever think about coming to the United States and doing music full time here in Los Angeles or elsewhere?
I don't know. I moved to Manchester 2 years ago and I've enjoyed that, but I'm excited. I'm moving from there to go to Brighton in England because I want to be near London but not in it, because I'm just not bothered for that chaos. But I want to be really near it so I can go in and out.
In and out of the chaos.
And I think I would like to come to America and spend like a couple of months living in different places.
Right. While you're not like working, perhaps.
Well, no, I'd like to come and like write a record here or write songs and just hang out.
Yeah. unexpected emergency. Nothing's new, deja vu, deja vu, deja vu.
Soak is here in studio on 88.5 FM with your fantastic band. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here?
I'm pretty cool. I'm excited to play some baseball later on.
That's awesome. This is 88.5 FM.